With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. A 19-year-old Missoula resident was killed while fighting a fire near Seeley Lake yesterday. Eric Whitney reports.
Trenton Johnson was on just his second assignment for Oregon-based Grayback Forestry when he was struck by a falling tree. At a Missoula press conference today, Grayback President Mike Wheelock said the tree fell on Johnson's crew.
As fast as a lightning bolt, and they just heard a crack, and that was it. The three of them were able to get out of the way, and Trenton did not.
Wheelock says the crew carried Johnson to the nearest helicopter landing spot and that he was alive when the helicopter arrived, but was later pronounced dead at St. Patrick Hospital in Missoula. Johnson was a graduate of Hellgate High School, a National Honor Society member, and he played lacrosse on the school's team that won the state championship all 4 years Johnson was with them. He was attending Montana State University. Grayback, the U.S. Forest Service, and the Occupational Safety and Health Administration are all investigating the incident. Grayback's Mike Wheelock says plans for a memorial are being put together now.
Montana's K-12 schools could face millions of dollars in cuts next month if state revenues don't improve. The State Office of Public Instruction warned education groups and teachers' unions about the possible hit to the agency's budget during a meeting this afternoon. Corinne Cates Carney reports.
OPI is preparing for the deepest level of cuts that could be triggered in mid-August if state revenues fall short of expectations. The cuts, up to $19 million over 2 years, are outlined in a bill passed by lawmakers during the 2017 legislative session. It attempts to safeguard the state from a large hole in the general budget by making gradual cuts to state spending over time. State Superintendent Elsie Aronson says the budget cuts will come just as the state begins to roll out what she's calling an ambitious plan to raise academic achievement in order to comply with a new federal law. Aronson says the coming cuts could make work very challenging at schools moving forward.
They have limited resources, so our job is to target what we are given from the federal government, as well as very efficiently deploy what the legislature has given us for this next biennium.
The cuts to the state education system will impact schools for the next 2 years, and funds will not be restored if state revenues improve. The cuts could reduce funding for research into student achievement data, special education, at-risk student payments, block grants, and secondary vocational education. I'm Corinne Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
As wildfires continue to burn across Montana, there are two public meetings tonight to give information on fires near Lolo and Lincoln. The meeting on the Lolo Peak Fire is scheduled for 7 p.m. tonight at Lolo Elementary School. That fire in the Selway Bitterroot National Forest is now estimated at 182 acres. A public meeting about the Arastra Fire also is planned for 7 p.m. tonight at Hooper Park in Lincoln. The Arastra Creek Fire, 6 miles northwest of Lincoln, was sparked by lightning and was identified early yesterday morning. Its estimated size is 77 acres. Nearby, the nearly 2,000-acre Park Creek Fire continues to be active. Gallatin County Attorney Marty Lambert today asked a judge to reject Congressman Greg Gianforte's request that he be exempted from the usual booking process for criminal defendants. Lambert is asking Justice Court Judge Rick West to require Gianforte to be fingerprinted and photographed after he pleaded guilty to assaulting a reporter. Gianforte pleaded guilty in June to a misdemeanor charge of assaulting Guardian reporter Ben Jacobs the day before the May 25th special election. Montana's chief elections officer alleges that more than 360 illegal ballots were cast, but not counted, during the special congressional election in May. Secretary of State Corey Stapleton, a Republican, made the assertion before an interim legislative committee. The Democratic chair of the committee, Sue Malik, is challenging Stapleton on his allegations of voter fraud, saying the ballots were rejected because of honest mistakes. A spokeswoman for a U.S. lawmaker says a University of Montana student arrested in China has no physical or mental health concerns related to his detention. A family friend says Guthrie McLean was arrested in the city of Zhengzhou Sunday after an altercation with a taxi driver. The Board of Regents has voted to lower salary raises for top administrators and head coaches at Montana State University. The Regents' vote yesterday impacts about 80 university employees, whose pay raises were dropped from 2% to 1.5%. The original 2% salary raise would have cost the university system $170,000 per year. I'm Rachel Kramer, Montana Public Radio.